Good morning. The final half hour that I have the pleasure of being with you this morning. So hope you're enjoying that coffee, flipping through the paper, and enjoying this episode of The Sunday Spin in Rick Pearson's absence. I'm Amanda Vinicky, subbing in for one day and one day only. Remember, you can give us a call if you have any questions or comments. You may also text 312-981-7200. That's 312-981-7200. Or check out our Facebook or Twitter. That handle is at Sunday Spin. In studio with me is a Democratic senator from the city of Chicago. That is Democratic Senator Donna Trotter. He's known as this word that I think makes people giggle, a budgeteer. What exactly is a budgeteer, Senator Trotter? And what has that meant for you lately? Lots of daily meetings, from my understanding, that have led to some possible, I'm not sure if I can call it action on the budget, but perhaps some sort of movement. There's an outline that you and other budgeteers have worked up, right?
Yes, without doubt. Well, the budgeteers are essentially those individuals from each caucus, and the caucuses being the Democratic Senate, Republican Senate, Democratic House and the Republican House, and someone from the governor's office who is given the responsibility, the job, to look at the numbers and see how they work, looking at our revenues as well as our spending and trying to, with that metric, find a solution to our budget situation.
And how long have these meetings been going on? This is at 11 months into a fiscal year 16 impasse, with just about a couple of weeks left until the end of this month when legislators are supposed to have a budget for next year. So how long had you been meeting to reach this point of an outline?
Well, officially coming to the end of the session is when we started getting together. So a month before 5 weeks. However, since we have not had a budget since last year, last July 1st, we and a different form of the budgeteers, as I said, the unsanctioned group of legislators, have been meeting since last summer, last fall.
And now, what do you even describe this platform that you've drafted with? I've heard it called an outline. Legislators, however, saying this isn't a deal. And this is basically a package that would say, all right, if we're going to do a budget, it needs to involve a whole lot of cuts, but also an income tax increase and adding a sales tax on services that aren't taxed now. Those are two tough political votes.
Right. We were given a task, and you have to keep in mind, since this has been one of those anomaly years, there have been groups that have been officially working on behalf of our various caucuses, and then there's been member groups as working as well, which some have referred to as the unsanctioned group, who have been looking at these numbers, who realize how important it is for us to have a plan to get Illinois back on track. So what we've been looking at as the budgeteers, which are basically those designated individuals from the leaders, is looking at our spending and how can we, one, contain that spending and also go forward, and also how do we get the dollars to spend. So it's been a combination of raising resources. With doing that, we've looked at raising the personal income tax up to 4.85% and the corporate income taxes as well. Coupled with that, we are looking at a beverage tax, which some have called the sugar tax or the pop tax, which would bring in approximately $375 million. We're looking at closing loopholes, sales tax, taxes on services, looking at a Wisconsin model, keeping in mind when people say raising taxes on sales taxes, people run to other states. Not true with us. Every state around us has a more enhanced sales tax program than the state of Illinois. How can we make that work for us? And also on the table is that old standby of looking at the possibility of bringing gaming to expand gaming here in the state of Illinois. We're closing some corporate loopholes, and there's more things on that list as well as bringing in new revenues. But at the same time, we're looking at what can we eliminate as well? What kind of reforms we can do with that? And that is reforming. And I heard your previous speakers from the universities asking them also to rein in some of their costs and also take some of the responsibilities for their costs, like those pension bumps that they've been giving to some of their staffing, along with the other school districts that have done that. So they had to take over some of that responsibility and some procurement savings as well. So it's a very comprehensive way in which we try to bring forth a workable budget for the state of Illinois.
Now, that is all difficult choices politically. If you bring that before a vote, obviously an income tax, nobody wants that. There's an election ahead in November, so that's always going to be a tough vote. Why do you think it that or any of the rest of that package? Procurement is something that Governor Bruce Rauner has been asking for, says needs to be done. Also, as you noted, passing those pension costs along to universities and schools. Why would it happen now when it hasn't this past, really, year?
Well, there are some new people. It's a new sheriff in town, if you want to say that. The governor is that sheriff, and he came in with certain ideas of what would work. Well, that new sheriff also had to learn the community, and I think he and some of his individuals are now finding out that the community also wants stability, but they also want some of the things and maintain some of the services that that enhance their quality of life going forward. They don't want to go all the way back to zero. And we knew that from 2011, when we raised the income tax to 5%, that we were making some accomplishments. Yes, it was an additional sacrifice on the individual taxpayer, but we were paying our bills. We were actually catching up in some of our payments for our pension liabilities. So, and since that has gone away as of last January, now we're down to about $5 billion in liabilities. We're now almost up to $10 billion. In some of those liabilities, which made, and I heard you talk to some of the people earlier, some of our providers in the human services now at risk because we can't pay them, again, to do their job, and that is try to enhance the quality of life for the people that they serve.
We'll come back and talk about that in just a bit after a break. Thanks so much again. This is Senator Don A. Trotter talking with me, Amanda Vinicky, about the Illinois budget. If you want to be part of that, you can join us at 312-981-7200 or at Sunday Spin. This is the Sunday Spin on WGN.
Almost heaven. West Virginia, Blue Ridge Mountains, Shenandoah River.
Will legislators bring it home by the end of May? Will Illinois get a budget? Here to speak about that with me is Senator Don A. Trotter. He's a Democrat and has been part of talks. I should say I did ask the Rauner administration if they wanted to bring anybody to this conversation and didn't come through with that. But Governor Rauner campaigned and he said, as you noted, that Illinois had a higher income tax. It automatically went back, and that was part of what Governor Bruce Rauner had campaigned on. But was that a mistake? As you noted, Illinois was paying its bills now a year in, and is Illinois worse off without that extra revenue?
Yes, we are worse off, no question about it. We're worse off because we are now become those deadbeats. We are not paying our bills for those people who have actually delivered services already. We are one, as we I've heard from your earlier people who were on the program, helping our citizens become better citizens by one through education. Uh, our higher education is being deteriorated, and we're hearing and we heard about people going to other states. No, yes, we are in worse situation right now, not just today, but certainly if we stay on the path that we're on in the future. Our quality of life is diminishing.
Well, and yet we have some callers that I think are interested, and they say they hear the word income tax and have some issues with that. First of all, presumably lawmakers, politicians haven't been able to reach an agreement for a year. So why should you and your colleagues and the governor and such be trusted with more money of people's hard income dollars? And how will the state grow when its citizens and companies are taxed more?
You know, that's how we get our dollars here. Unlike the federal government, we don't have the luxury of printing money. We can only spend what we bring in. Yes, are we asking the citizens to bring in more dollars? But yes, we want to spend that on their quality of life. So those aren't dollars that are helping grow government. It's again, sustaining, maintaining a quality of life, which is to equal and sometimes hopefully better than other states. Other states, they have the advantage of having progressive income taxes. Wisconsin always talks about that they have a lower income tax. But yeah, only on the lower basis of those individuals who have income. Their taxes go all the way up to 9%. And the same thing with Missouri and Kentucky. Because they have this progressive way of in which taxing, they say, oh, we have a lower on the base, but our base is consistent across the line. And it's an unfair tax for the poor.
And yet that's something that Illinois isn't going to be able to change. There was an effort to perhaps change the Constitution, and that fell short. I think, as I said, we have a couple of callers that are interested. So let's let one of them weigh in here, either perhaps Ron or Steve. Hello there, Ron. You're on with WGN Sunday Spin. Hello.
Yeah. First of all, he made reference to the federal government printing money. Thank God that the state doesn't have that ability. We'd be in a worse situation. Mr. Trotter has been part of, as John Cass says, the combine for years where they've squandered money. So lastly, that's double talk. When he said that they were paying their bills when we had the temporary tax increase. He also mentioned a new sheriff in town. In part, there was a new sheriff in town because the citizens want somebody there responsible for managing our money. And all this stuff about the social service provider, that is not what they care about, okay? And they're in collusion with the public unions, giving away contracts that we can't afford. So I will be contacting Governor Rauner and let him know he pledged for no new taxes. So maybe he can respond to that. Thank you.
Senator Trotter, I'll let you go ahead. I don't know. The governor never did say, I should say, no new taxes necessarily. He had been open as a candidate to expanding the sales tax base. And that's been part of this all along, that he's open to raising taxes, but only if he gets this agenda. And that really is what this whole fight has been about. It hasn't been so much an actual budget or taxes. It's an agenda that Democrats oppose.
That's absolutely correct. He even said as recent as last week that he will look at the plan that is out there. And let's keep in mind, everyone, this hysteria, this is not the definitive answer. This is not the final answer. What we as the budgeteers did was look at the dollars, look at the money, and see and come up with an idea, whereas it would be a fair way to get us back on the road of going forward. So these is not the final plan. This is not the final plan. And the governor certainly last week said that he's willing to look at this, but he is still interested in some kind of reform package going along with it.
You know, I was on a panel at the City Club of Chicago recently talking about the budget and asked a question that I'd like to pose to you, and that is this possible? without a tax increase. And there were a couple of Republicans that seemed to say yes, and they said through Medicaid savings and pension savings. But of course, there's a constitutional constraint on what Illinois can do to reduce its pension costs. Is there any way that Illinois can get out of this without new revenue, a.k.a. a tax hike, in some fashion?
I don't believe so. There's going to have to be a combination of both. We do have to look at how we spend our monies going forward. And we've done that in large part last year when we started, especially because we know a big part of our spend is on health care costs. Well, we've started a managed care program coupled with what they've done on the federal level with the ACA, which is quote-unquote the Obamacare, in using that platform and those dollars and managing not just our money, but managing how we deliver health care in the state of Illinois. And that is a large part of the problem.
Well, what of this conversation of the quote-unquote turnaround agenda? You are part of these meetings that have come up with a potential outline, this list, menu of options at the very least when it comes to the budget. But is that all for naught if Democrats aren't willing to go along with some of what the governor wants, or the governor isn't going to move away? I guess he had had term limits as a request, and that is not happening. He's already lost that battle because it's past the deadline to be on the ballot to change the Constitution to include that.
But those things have been in our discussions all year long. So there are, as I've just pointed out with the health care, there are things that can be done. But those of us who embrace the ideas that we're all in this together are not willing to sacrifice some of the advances that we made for the middle class individuals that we represent. That group of individuals that are still struggling on a day-to-day with a job and trying to make their lives and the lives of their children better.
And then just finally, we've got to wrap up, but wanted to get in there. What do you think the chances are? I don't know if you can give me a percentage. Will Illinois get a budget 1 or 2 years by the end of this month? And if not now, when?
I do not have that answer. I certainly wish I did. I lost that bet back in October when I felt that we had just passed a quarter of our fiscal year, and still hadn't come up with a plan. However, I think this is a workable plan that has been put on the table, or at least it's a great start. It's not the answer. And at some juncture, we will include with that the governor's look at some of his reforms that have to be done. But our job, the one that we were tasked with again, was to look at the numbers. And that's what we did, and I think we've come up with a good template for that to happen.
More talk of that for sure coming up this month from Rick Pearson on the Sunday Spin.